to back up free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
What's the oldest / obsolete piece of technology that you still own? 839-1059, 302-839-1059. What is the oldest / obsolete piece of technology that you still own? 839-1059, 302-839-1059. This might, I don't know, is this a question just for men? I don't think that it is. No, you know, it's not because of something that my wife has. So, no, it's not. It's not just a question for men. Over the weekend, I happed upon, I was at Goodwill, okay? I like to check out the stuff they have there sometimes. And I happed upon one of those old school overhead projectors. You know which one I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Only cost me $8. It was the kind, it's the kind that you put a transparency on and then the transparency then projects onto the wall, not like a slide. It's one of, you know, one of those old school, we all saw them in school, you know, school or church or whatever. I was a Goodwill over the weekend and they were selling one of those for $8. $8. My wife wouldn't let me buy it, but guess what? I bought it anyway. I bought it anyway under the threat of if I buy it and it doesn't work, then I have to take it to the dump. Whatever. But I bought it anyway, and I don't really know what I'm going to do with it, but I was just excited to own it. And I think that might be the oldest piece of technology that I still own. What's yours? What's the oldest piece of technology that you still own? And do you use it? Hi, you're on Delaware 105.9, 839-1059. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hey,
we needed one of those like 6 months ago, and
did
it
you?
Took forever to finally find one. So probably you could just put the word out, you know, because you're on radio and stuff.
I am.
And you could rent it for, and the first time you'd get your money back.
Are you kidding me? I could rent it for $8.
Yeah.
What did you need it for?
We needed it for a church function, and ours, you know, went bad.
Okay, all right.
So, but it was really, 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 really hard to find one. Somebody finally had one somewhere that we borrowed.
Okay, but so, well,
I'm saying that you're going to get your money back, because once people know you have it, you know, $25, you run it for the day, right?
Well, I will tell you, if you ever need it, just let me know. Need it again, let me know. I'll lend it to you.
All right.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. I really will, because I don't need it. I only bought it because it was cool. Hi, you're on Delaware 105.9. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, buddy boy?
Good, man. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I don't own anything in this century.
No, I love that.
I have a pickup truck that's a 99 with 220,000 miles on it. I own a 94 Harley with 88,000 miles on it, and I just refuse to buy anything in this century.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I can't work on it.
Ah, yeah, right. That's exactly right. Plus, yeah, everything's just too small for one thing. You can't even get in there.
It doesn't matter about that. You know, my 94 Harley, if it's acting up, think about what it's doing. I don't have to put it on a computer. I can just say, all right, she's running rough. I have to clean out the carburetor. End of story.
I love that. So what about you have an old TV and stuff too, or what? You don't have a TV? What?
Oh, no. I don't care about that.
Okay. I'm just curious about what, you know, where you draw the line about technology. Do you draw the line at cars and stuff?
You know what? My cell phone is an LG cell phone that has no internet connection. I just can't be bothered.
Me too. It's the same. It's probably the same one. It's an LG, no internet. Same thing.
Yeah. No internet. No, nothing. All you got to do is push a few buttons and make a phone call. Leave me alone. I can't be bothered.
You're awesome. My wife says I'm a hipster, but I'm not a hipster who's trying to be cool by having this old stuff. I'm like you, brother. I just can't be bothered to figure it out, spend the money. No way. Hi, you're on Delaware 105.9. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, what's up?
The oldest piece of technology I have that I still use is what I listen to you on. It's a 20-year-old radio.
20-year-old? What kind is it?
It's a General Electric Super Tuner.
Oh, nice. I bet you get a better signal on that radio than you get on any new radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You never had any problems with it? Was it expensive when you bought it?
It was probably about $40, and that was back in the mid-90s.
Oh, that's not bad. 20-year-old radio. Okay, that's a good one. I appreciate the call. 839-1059, 302-839-1059. What is the oldest, maybe obsolete, but maybe not, what's the oldest piece of technology that you still own that still works, that you still use? 839-1059. 302-839-1059. I love the guy he called. He says, I don't own anything from this century. I was talking to my wife about that because we're talking about, you know, buying a house. We're talking about buying one of those Insight houses. And I says to her yesterday, I says, hey, I wonder how the guys at Insight, they're all energy efficient over there. I wonder how they would react if I told them I only want appliances from the 1960s. Like, I can't believe it. My energy bills are $4,000 a month. I don't know what's going on. Hi, you're on Delaware 105.9. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey there, Jared.
Hey, bud.
How about some Harman Kardon from the 90s and 1984 clip speakers that will blow your brains out from 10 miles?
I like it. What year are they from? 84?
1984, and you cannot stand 10 feet from them on high.
They'll
just blow you out of your socks, and they were actually made, drum roll please, I believe in America.
Ah, hey, there you go. And they still work, huh? You know, you can't.
Yes.
I guess you can still buy big speakers like that, but I don't know. Where do you get those at? I don't know.
Go to the thrift shops, man. It's a hoot.
No, I do. In fact, I'm going to tell you this, Al. The speakers that I have that I don't want to tell you. Okay, I'll tell you. I don't want to tell you. The speakers. They were my neighbors. They were throwing them away. Okay, there I said it. They were an old pair of speakers that my neighbors were throwing away. I looked at them. They didn't have any holes in. That little centerpiece, I don't know what it's called. You know, that little aluminum metal piece that's in the center of a speaker? I mean, radio, but I don't know what it's called. That wasn't pushed in, you know. The screens were a little bit ripped, but who cares? Yeah, I love those old speakers. I'm of the mindset, I will never pay for speakers again if I don't have to. I've got enough spare speakers that I will never pay for another speaker again. So that's a good one. What's yours? What is the oldest piece of technology, I feel like I'm in the Family Feud, that you that you still use? And maybe it's obsolete, though, that you still own. 839-1059, 302-839-1059. Yeah, I want to know something. I feel like it's mostly guys that hang on to that old stuff. Am I right about that? Is it mostly men that hang on to that old stuff? That women are sensible and they'll throw something away if it's old and stupid? That's why so many women get divorces, actually. 839-1059. Hi, you're on Delaware 105.9. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, Jared. It's Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. What's up with you?
Saturday, we were going to take and go to the dump, right?
Okay. To the dump?
So I have two of those tall speakers.
Yeah.
And me and my boyfriend said, well, we should take those to the dump. And we both looked at each other and we said, nah. We don't use them. They're just sitting there. But hell, them things are not easy.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to need them, I guess.
Speakers everywhere.
I know. I can't get rid of speakers either. What is that? I don't know. You know,
I'm a woman, and I just couldn't do it.
All right. So you're a woman, and you say it's not just a man thing. I'll tell you this, though.
We've had them 20 years. I know.
If you go down to the basement in my dad's house, he has got an entire shelf unit full of old speakers, and they have been there since he lived in Western Pennsylvania, which was, let's see, 31 years ago, and they've never moved.
It's so cool. I love that kind of
thing. I do, too.
I like thrift stores and junk shops, yard sales. I love them.
Yeah, me too. That's why we get along. 839-1059, 302-839-1059. What is the oldest piece of technology that you own? Maybe you still use it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you consider it obsolete. Maybe you don't. But the oldest piece of technology that you own, 839-1059, 302-839-1059. Yeah, I'm a pack rat about that kind of stuff. I don't know why. I love old radios. Here's the thing. So over the weekend, I bought one of those old school school projector overhead projectors. Can I just tell you how this went down? So my wife and I, we went over to Mio Padre in Millsboro yesterday. I wanted her to try the pizza. I wanted her to try the best pizza in the world. So she came. We went over there and we had a pizza and we had a cheesesteak, and their cheesesteaks are delicious. You should try them out. Seriously, that place is awesome. We were over in Millsboro, a day late to the Millsboro Country Festival, and we stopped at Goodwill on the way home because I like to see what kind of garbage they have there. While we're shopping, I'm looking around. I'm looking for CDs right now. I'm looking for some folk music CDs and records. It's a whole thing. So as we were shopping around, my wife says, "Hey, look at this. Awesome." And it was one of those old school school projectors. Like, the, you know, the kind that is overhead. You put a laminate on it. Right. I say, "Oh, what?" And then I look at the, I said, "It's too expensive. I couldn't afford that." You know. What I meant to say was, I don't want to spend too much money. And she says, "It's only $8. I says, "Oh, it's only $8. Then I make a declaration that if this thing works, I'm going to buy it. And she's like, "You're not going to buy that." And I said, "Certainly I am going to buy it. If it works, I'm going to buy it." She says, "Where are you going to put it?" I said, "I don't know. I'll find somewhere to put it. I'll put it in my storage shed if I have to put it somewhere." My band practices in a storage shed. I'll tell you about that some other time. I said, "I'll put it somewhere. I'll put it in the storage shed. I'm sure the guys I play music with won't mind." And so I find the lady that works at Goodwill that's super friendly, and she let me plug it in and check it out. With only a small burning smell, it worked. I assure you, it was probably just the dust burning on the light bulb. Anyway, so now my wife's like, "You can't buy that." I said, "Sure I can." Here's the, you want to know the trumping card that I had, though? Here's the trump card I had. 2 weeks prior to this, she made me bring home an old typewriter from my parents' place. They're moving to Pittsburgh, and they're clearing out their garbage, and there was an old typewriter there that my mom, when she retired from her last job, took with her. They were closing. It's not like she just cleared the place out. See, there was an old IBM typewriter from like the late 80s. Electric typewriter that was sitting in the basement. And I have a bunch of ink and I have a bunch of correction reels for them. But I mean, I've never used it. She quit working at that place in the 90s and I've never used it. 2 weeks ago, my wife says, "Oh, we need to bring that home. I want to use that, this old typewriter." I said, "Why? We've just got a new laptop. What do you need a typewriter for?" "I don't know, because it's cool." And so since she wanted that typewriter because "I don't know, it's cool," I was able then to buy my old school overhead projector, which I'm now renting out to my listeners for the small price of $25 a day. I was able to use her "I don't know, it's cool" as an excuse to buy the overhead projector. "Hon, can I have this overhead projector?" "No, you can't. We don't have any room. Where are you going to put it?" "I don't know, next to your typewriter." And so the typewriter, which has spent 2 weeks in my trunk, now is in the living room on the floor, and my overhead projector is in my sunroom on my antique table, which is also, it's only antique because I didn't want to buy a new one. I said it's antique. It's an antique old school projector. How about you? What's the oldest piece of garbage technology that you have just because?
For breakfast this Friday morning, right here on Delaware 1059.
839-1059. You're on Delaware 1059. What's on your mind? Good afternoon.
Yes, I just have a question for you.
Okay.
You said you bought an overhead projector this weekend.
I did. Is it yours?
Do you have enough? Huh?
Was it yours?
No, I was just wondering if they had another one. My 21-year-old grandson's looking for one.
Really? What's he wanted for?
He wants to do a mural on a wall because he's an artist.
Yeah.
And his aunt, I won't say, owns a gym down in that area, and they've just put up a new gym. They're just moving to a new gym, and she wants him to draw it on the wall.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I go to that gym. I'm a member of that gym, of that very same gym. I go to that gym. I will lend it to him, absolutely. They don't have another one, but I will lend it to him if they want to use it.
Okay, well, I will tell him.
Yeah, I mean, Pam knows how to get in touch with me. So just tell Pam to get in touch with me, and I'll hook you guys up.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Hey, I love it. I love buying obsolete things for people to use. That's the new show I'm going to do. I'm just going to buy a bunch of random garbage, and then, hey, does anybody have a need for, you know, an old push lawnmower or whatever, you know? Hi, you're on Delaware 105.9. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Jared, I have a VCR.
Okay, yeah, VCR. What year is that VCR, and how much are you looking to get for it?
Probably, well, then I'll sell my rototiller Jared?
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead, yes.
Okay. Also, the last couple of months I've developed a hobby, and I wouldn't call it a business, but anyway, for myself and my friends, I find VHS tapes.
Oh, is that real?
I'm like a stalker at the I'm at the secondhand stores. The best are the ones you can get for a quarter or a dime. I mean, if I see a movie, like I say, I saw this in 75 at home box office, I want it, you know.
Oh, man.
Or if somebody says, Tom, find this movie or that movie, 9 times out of 10. I'll find it, you know.
Yeah, you know what? I still have a VCR. I still use them. The wife and I, we collect Disney VHS. So we've got every Disney VHS movie that's almost ever been released, at least the animated features. So we do the same thing. We go around looking for those as well. We don't buy the DVDs, just the VHS. And my logic is
$3. Get out of here. That's highway robbery.
And how many times are you going to watch it? I'm going to watch the, you know, I don't know, Thumbelina or whatever. I'm going to watch it one time, if ever. So I'm not going to spend the real money on it, but I'll buy it to watch one time.
Oh, gosh.
What's wrong with that? You said you did it, too. I was opening up to you. 839-1059, 302-839-1059. What is the oldest piece of technology that you own and still use? Obsolete, maybe. I like the one guy who calls in and he says, I don't have anything from I don't have anything from this century. If it was made before the year 2000, then I use it. No, I still use my VCR. Sure, I do. I have newer stuff, too, but I like the old stuff. And I'm not. My wife said, Jared, you're being a hipster. I said, I'm not being a hipster. I don't even know what that is. I said that I don't know when. Here's the thing. I bought that overhead projector because as a little boy, I was fascinated by that. When they brought out the colored graphs, it blew my mind. I don't know why it blew my mind, but I can't believe it. We used to only see chalk on the chalkboard. Now it's a color pie chart. This is amazing. I wanted to thrill the little boy that's still inside me. I want to go back in time and tell him someday, Jared, you're going to grow up. You're going to have a lot of ups and downs. You're going to gain 200 pounds. But one day, you're going to have... Do you feel that you could survive without your cell phone? 839-1059, 302-839-1059. Could you survive with your cell phone like that reporter on BOC could survive without his neck? Could you survive without a cell phone? 839-1059, 302-839-1059. No. I know that we've talked about cell phones over the last couple of programs at this time. You know, it's that time of night where we always talk about surviving without your cell phone. There's an article today that talks about why people stand in line for hours to get the newest cell phone, the newest iPhone. And the reason that they say it's kind of it's a bummer to me, it's disturbing to me. I'm doing this in connection with the last thing that we talked about. For a very real reason. We just got done talking about this, the older, more obsolete technology that you and I still use and still own. Although I think it's mostly a guy thing. Guys also have an affinity for buying the new, the most modern, the most exciting early adopter technology, et cetera, et cetera. Now, for whatever reason, I think it's because I'm mildly cheap. I've never really gotten into that. I've never really gotten into the early adopter buying everything the minute that it comes out. It's just not me. I'm the guy that will buy the $8 old school projector from Goodwill because it's cool and I never thought I'd be able to own one, but I'm not the guy that would stand in line at the Apple store for hours on end waiting to get the new one. I was thinking about it over the weekend because I posted a story on my Facebook page about a school in Wyoming that forces their students to surrender their cell phone to the university administration for the entire semester, and was surprised about some of the reaction from people about that. Think about that for a second. Incoming students to this university in Wyoming are being forced by the school administration to surrender their cell phone for the entire semester, to hand over their cell phone as a condition of enrollment for the entire semester while the college keeps them locked up. The cell phone's not the students. Could you find yourself being able to survive without your cell phone for an entire semester? Do you feel that you could survive without your cell phone? 839-1059, 302-839-1059. I'll tell you, we didn't think we could survive without our cell phones driving, did we? That was a big story about the cell phone while driving ban. We didn't think we'd be able to do that, and many people still don't, and that's why they get tickets. Hi, Delaware 1059. Good afternoon. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I don't have a new smartphone. I still have an old flip phone that probably, I think this one came out in like 98, 99.
Wow, that old? Wow.
Yeah, still works.
How come, wait a second, how come, why do you still have an old one?
I just don't see the need for all that other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, paying extra money for the data package and all that stuff. I just don't need it.
Yeah, that's the same reason I don't have it too.
If you have one, I won't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as far as surviving a whole college semester without even my phone, could I? Yeah. But the way I see it, what if I'm out one night and I would not pay to have another cell phone if the college has my main one.
Yeah.
But what, you know, what if I'm out one night, I get a car accident, or I go out to the bar and I need a ride home, and I don't, my cell phone has all my phone numbers in it and I can't get a hold of a DD. What do I do now?
I know. And even so, somebody like you who has a phone that's 10 years old, myself, my phone, I got mine in 2006, I think. So it's still pretty old. No data package, no nothing. I have the same concerns as you do. I don't have a regular phone at my house. I do not have a landline. So if I got rid of my cell phone, or if I didn't have my cell phone, you would not be able to get in touch with me.
Right. I don't have a landline either. So, I don't think almost anyone has a landline anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that if you don't have a landline, or say, you know, I mean, if there's some kind of emergency and you need to get a hold of somebody, I mean, that's what a cell phone is for. I mean, you got to have it for that, at least.
You know, and so I'm surprised that this college is able to get away with doing this without some lawsuits. And how long before we see some lawsuits about this? And my kid was dead because he had to give his cell phone to you.
Oh, we.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You're right. Hey, what about you? 839-1059, 302-839-1059. In all seriousness, seriously, could you survive without your cell phone? Now, survive's a pretty drastic word. Could you live your lifestyle without having a cell phone, without having your cell phone? You know, see yourself going back to the days of that guy and me who we just still have our old phones. Or not having to be, not being able to be in touch with people. I will tell you, as much as I'm not at all against the people who have smartphones and all that, they're totally cool. I just didn't want the extra bill. The only reason I don't have one. We already have too many bills in this world. Hi, you're on one too many in particular. Hi, you're on Delaware 105.9. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Here's the thing about the cell phones. I've got one for you. Well, first of all, mine's 10 years old, and I'm just like the last caller.
Wow.
I wouldn't have it either.
Cool.
If someone didn't, quote, buy it for me, and if someone doesn't pay the bill very much. I have it for medical purposes. Again, in case I'm out in the road and I need to pull over and call for an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to tell you a recent horror story about my cell phone.
I'd love to hear it.
I'd gladly give it to you, and I hope your listeners are listening because it's going to come in handy.
All right, let's hear it.
A week ago Saturday.
Hey, hang on one quick second. I want to make sure we get this nice and good. Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, a week ago Saturday.
Okay.
I was going to drive down to the Dragon boat race, whatever they called it.
Oh, yeah.
On my way there, I had lights behind me going.
Oh.
Me assuming, okay, because I know I'm not speeding.
Right.
Me assuming, oh, he got a call, he's in a hurry. Move over a little bit so he can pass. Did that, and it's like, oh, he's pulling over. So I pulled in and stopped, turned my ignition off, put my hands on my wheel, yada, yada, put my window down, about 1.5, 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find out that he said he saw me using my cell phone.
Oh, wow.
Well, as I said to him, does not happen, did not happen. I even offered him my cell phone, along with all my ID, to say, hey, open it, see who I called last, see who called me. It wasn't today.
Right, right.
But he saw me.
Oh.
He saw me.
Oh, wow.
My only mistake was I had it with me.
Oh,
but again,
no.
I was out in the road. I was out by myself. If I had a medical problem, I needed an ambulance. But he saw me. He didn't see me.
Well, now, where was that at that that happened?
Is it called Route 5?
Route 5. Okay, so that was state police then, right?
Be honest with you, I don't know. The only thing I will tell you is it was Troop Number 7.
Oh, okay.
So wherever they're out of.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
So that's state police, though. Yeah, you know, I talked to an officer on the air one time, and he says, well, sometimes we make mistakes because sometimes somebody's holding.
No. He never once said to me, well, I don't know what I would have saw or I thought. He said, he was very nice, very polite, very calm. Of course, I wasn't. Because I did not, but yeah, he saw me. Never wavered from that. He saw me.
So what? Are you going to have to pay the bill? Can you fight it? What's going? What do you do now?
He did not give me a citation. I asked him to give me this. I mean, he threatened me that he could have.
Right.
And I said, please give it to me. I said, because I'll be here.
Yeah.
And I will challenge it.
And
I
he would.
I'll have my records pulled.
Uh-huh. And he would. Well, I had an officer tell me one time that they saw me not wearing my seatbelt when I had it on. And they say, well, I saw you put it on. No, you didn't. I don't know. I believe, truly, that sometimes it's just an excuse to pull you over.
I felt that, too. But, you know, I can't imagine in my head why.
Yeah, I.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, like you said, my seatbelt was on just as well. So, okay, you know, without it on, you know what I mean? My hair's not long. So, you know, it wasn't like he thought I had a cell phone, but I was pushing my hair behind my ear. And that didn't happen. You know, my hair's short. So,
what about your plates? Delaware plates?
No, PA plates.
That's why.
PA plates.
Yeah, that's why. That's why they pulled
but
you over.
I'll tell you what he caused.
What?
I even called. Well, I called with the first number I could find in the phone book to find out, you know, if it was the right station. And they said no, and they gave me the proper name. So when I called there, I said, oh, just want to verify the name that he actually works in here. Because, again, I don't know him.
Oh, yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, you never know.
He said he was. I don't know. Okay. They verified that he works there. And then I relayed to them. I said, you know, I said I didn't do it. And why would he accuse me? Well, I don't know, but you should be real lucky he didn't give you a citation. Hello?
I wish he would have. I wish he would have.
You know what I said that the officer, when I called it, and I said, I'll tell you right now, I said, he caused something inside of me. I said, I can't tell you right now what it is. I said, but he caused something inside of me. It took me 4 days of a lot of crying to figure out, number one, he scared me.
Yeah.
Number two, what he took from inside of me was my trust and my respect for the police service.
Wow. Just because he... Now, was there any chance that you had your hand to your face or you...
No. No, because I even said to him, I said, I don't even... You know, and as I said, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. I'm like flicking by my ear. I said, it's not like I have a bee or a mosquito even in the car. I said there would have been no reason for me to even have my hand up. So I just said, I don't understand what you saw. I saw you. Well, I do not do that. I did not do that. And I don't do it. I really don't.
Whether
even, you know, even if my husband's in the car, it was hard of hearing. I don't hear my phone go off and then hand it to him because, number one, he's not going to hear it.
Yep.
And number two, you know, for me to explain to him how to open it, it's like, oh, forget it. You know, so it's like,
Well, but I will... Yeah. I'll tell you, I can relate, and let me tell you a story. And I'm telling you this story, it's a personal story, but I'm telling you because you're not alone here. I don't know what you do with it, but the story is this. I was arrested one time, and I was arrested in the year 2000-something, and I was arrested for trespassing. Do you want to know why I was arrested for trespassing? Because the police officer saw me on the roof of my old high school, William Penn High School. They saw me on the roof of the high school. I was on top of the roof. They saw me. Well, they didn't see me. What they saw was a guy that I was with earlier in the night. A guy that I was with earlier in the night, actually, here's how the whole story goes. This guy was a musician, and he had one of my instruments. I met him in Newcastle at 8:30 at night to trade off the instrument. Hey, you got my bass? Okay, I'll pick it up from you. We met in a shopping center. Now, when we met in the shopping center to trade off the instrument, we got stopped by the police. They thought we were doing like a drug deal or something, making some kind of like exchange in the shopping center. We explained to them, no, this is just my bass. He's a guy I knew from high school. No big deal. They took down our information anyway, which I was really uncomfortable with. Like, why are you taking down my information? I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not in a car. Why do you need my ID? But they took it down, and I was young and dumb, and I gave them my ID. Later on that night, after I'd gone home, this fella gets arrested for being on property of our old high school. Went to high school with him. He got arrested for being there. Supposedly, there were two people there. And at 6 a.m. in the morning, police come to my door. I'm asleep in bed. And they wake my mom up. And they come and they, you're gonna have to answer charges for trespassing on school property. Now, what are you talking about? Well, we saw you there. We saw two people. We know it was you because you were with this guy earlier in the night. What are you talking about? You know it was me because I was with him earlier in the night? How does that work? Well, we saw you. No, you didn't see me. Asleep in bed. How do you mean you saw me? It happens sometimes. And so what did we end up doing? We went to court and we fought it, which is what I would have recommended they do to you if they had given you a ticket for your cell phone. Now, cops are not infallible. Police are not infallible. I wish that that line wasn't used so much because it was used on me with the seatbelt one time, too. I saw you not wearing a seatbelt when I was. It blended in with my shirt. Now, the problem is people like me and you, we can say all along, no, you didn't see us. No, you didn't see it. And they're not going to believe us. Why? Because everybody lies to cops. They got a really difficult job. They're like doctors. They have to get used to everyone lying to them because people lie about everything. My recommendation is for cops out there, that, you know, not everybody's a scumbag, even though most people are scumbags. There's going to be that person, 9 out of 10, the 10th one who's not lying to you. If you truly did not see something, don't tell people you did. Just because 9 people lied, the 10th might not be. You can't then be a liar as well. And I say the same thing for doctors and anything else. Now, for you and me, how do we let that affect us? Does it destroy our trust in the police? Does it, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Does it make us fearful of the world that we live in? It can't. But you do have to be aware that there might be a time in your life when somebody accuses you of something that you did not do, you had nothing to do with, and you've got to find a way to prove that you're not guilty. Because they don't have to prove that you're guilty, even though that's what the law says. They just have to say, I saw you. Not just the police, but anybody. They need to finger you. They need to finger the perp. You know, they need to say, I saw you do this. So you just got to be, you got to do what you can not to do bad things or wrong things. The cell phone, you say the only thing I did wrong was I had my cell phone with me. Well, yeah, but you could have proved it if it took the good news is that I think he knew he was wrong and he didn't give you a ticket, because he would have seemed like a jerk then if he did. You can't let these things hurt you, because what's really happening here is you're paying the penalty for the 1,000 other people who were talking on their cell phone while driving, because you know how many people still do it. You're paying the penalty for that. They're looking at you like, well, I saw 1,000 other people do it tonight. I thought I saw you. You're going to pay the price for everybody else. And you know, mostly everyone's lying too. Because you know, 9 out of 10 people, they're getting pulled over by the police. They got a cell phone. What's the first thing they do? They chuck it in the back seat. They turn it off. They take the battery out. Whatever they can do quickly. So just beware that what's going on there, it's not you, but you're just paying the price for all the lies everybody else are telling. It happens. I'm sorry it happened to you, but I can relate. I've been there. All you can do is just know that you didn't do something wrong. Thank you for the call. 839-1059, 302-839-1059. Big day today, man. Huge day today. Not just a new, a personal day too. It looks like we're going forward with getting into this house that we're looking at getting. That's big news today. Big news for us. I'll keep you updated on all of that as it goes along. You and I have spent a lot of time together on the radio through a lot of different stories, through my marriage, you know, through the wedding, and we might be on the next step together, you and me. And the next step might be buying a house. Whew. That's a big one, huh? That's a scary one. At least I trust the people I'm working with, and that's a very tough thing. Delaware 1059, 839-1059, 302-839-1059. We're talking cell phones, whether or not you could live without your cell phone. The last thing I wanted to say on that was about this study about why people wait in line for their cell phone for so long, why they wait in line for the Apple Store. Check this out. A BBC documentary said that MRI scans of Apple fans' brains suggested that Apple was stimulating the same part of the brain as religious imagery does in people of faith. So whenever I posted on Facebook over the weekend that if you're getting your cell phone taken away, that you have to find a new idol, I apparently was right, because the people who are fans of Apple, who are obsessive fans about it, their brains being stimulated, at least according to the BBC, in the same way that religious imagery affects people of faith. I knew they were looking at that thing with a little too much adoration. Delaware 1059.